Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers was asked if he had been vaccinated. This is what he once said.
Are you vaccinated and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements and not made statements, owners who made statements. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated.
Yes, but he says he has been. By the way, after that statement, when he got done talking, his nose was 2 feet long. They actually have to have a special helmet for him now. Dr. Kevin Most joins us from the Northwestern Medical DuPage Central Hospital over there. Dr. Most, thanks for saying good morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
Pretty good. You know, he said, yeah, I'm... He didn't say I'm vaccinated, though. I just wonder if the vocabulary matters. Did he say something that was correct, or is what he was saying a lie if he's not been vaccinated?
Yeah, pretty much sounds like a lie.
The reporter actually
asked specifically about COVID, and his response was, I have been immunized. That implies that he's answering that question, not like, oh, yeah, I've gotten tetanus shots and things like that. Which is so disappointing, you know.
Well, when you're vaccinated, you develop immunity. Therefore, you're immunized. I guess the point is, doesn't immunized isn't that almost synonymous with vaccinated? That's what you are after you've been vaccinated. You're immunized, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Are you immunized if you have had COVID-19 and develop a natural immunity?
You would have natural immunity versus being immunized.
Yeah, yep. Right. So you've not been immunized, but you may have immunity. Boy, I don't know what he was thinking or how he was. It sounds like what the definition of is here. It sounds like he was dodging the truth on this. But he was asked specifically, have you been vaccinated? We know what we're talking about, COVID-19, you big dummy. And he said, yes, I've been immunized.
Yeah. And, you know, the sad thing is that, you know, whether the NFL and the Green Bay Packers knew about it, he was breaking all the protocols. You know, the protocols were if you were in a press conference, you were to wear a mask. And if you were not vaccinated, well, he didn't wear a mask. So, you know, and I just hate, you know, when a star athlete that kids look up to, you know, they're supposed to be role models. And this certainly was not something that that would show me. And, you know, I mean, he's got a lot of sponsors, too. I'm not sure insurance companies appreciate people that stretch the truth as well. So.
Now that you mention it, he's about doubling his salary with that one insurance company. I read today that there is an oral medication for COVID-19 in England. Now, we need to know what medication means and what you know about this.
Yeah, John, this is exciting, and hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that we'll have it here at the end of the month. And this is a drug made by Merck, molnupiravir. And it's very similar to what people take for influenza, Tamiflu. And it's a drug that you take. You take 4 pills 2 times a day for 5 days. And the outcomes have been really fantastic for those over the age of 50. In the UK, they're going over 60. But as far as preventing hospitalization and deaths, it has been phenomenal. So very exciting news that we have something else to help fight us with this, to fight this illness.
But that's a medication if you have COVID-19. It's not the same as being immunized, right?
Correct. Now, if you remember, when we had bad influenza, we were telling many people if you got exposed to influenza, go ahead and take Tamiflu. Right. Might this happen for this drug? Probably, but I don't think Merck can make enough. I think what Merck is saying right now is we're going to use it to treat patients, but in the future, may it be used as a preventative for someone that was completely exposed. So right now, it's going to be for a treatment only and for a specific group, but certainly the outcomes have been very good.
So this drug is to COVID-19 what Tamiflu is for the flu.
Correct.
And maybe what we had hoped that some of those other drugs, that hydroxychloroquine or what was the other one that was getting all
this? Ivermectin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe. So this is what we hoped that those would be or thought those might be.
Correct. And the other interesting thing, John, is there's a drug called Luvox, which is an antidepressant, but it has very strong anti-inflammatory properties that's also showing great results. That's at a cost of $4 a pill. So there's a lot of work being done on that and peer-reviewed work. So if you Google Luvox, you'll really start to see what we're looking here at, something that doesn't really sound like it should make any sense, but certainly has been peer-reviewed and science-based as to why it works, because it keeps down the inflammation. So that's at $4, where the Merck pill, which is going to be new, is going to be at $700, you know, for a treatment course. So at least we have a couple more things besides monoclonal antibodies, which used to be our only thing to help fight this illness.
How is inflammation an issue here?
Yeah, inflammation is probably one of the biggest things. If you've heard about, you know, when the lungs get inflamed, we also know that the heart can get inflamed. We also just know that even the upper respiratory tract can get inflamed. If we can decrease that inflammation, we don't get this thing called cytokine splash, where we get a whole bunch of reactions that come in that are trying to do good things in the body, but instead they're doing bad by causing more damage. So cytokine storm, if you remember those words, that's where we were getting damage from the lungs. Well, if we can keep this inflammation down, we don't get that response.
I hate to ask this, doctor, but this drug that you're talking about from Merck, what was the name of that again?
Molnupiravir.
Okay. I suppose that would treat people who have been vaccinated and come down with COVID, or those who have not been vaccinated and come down with COVID.
Correct. You know, most people who've been vaccinated and come down with COVID get mild illness. This drug has been shown for mild to moderate illness to prevent hospitalizations. And if you look at hospitalizations now, we're still up well over 95% are those individuals who have been unvaccinated. But we are seeing some breakthrough cases with individuals who have, you know, one of the risk factors, which this drug would be ideal for them.
You sound good. Are you feeling well, Doc?
Yeah, I am, John. Thank you.
I know you're recovering from something, and you were in a fender bender, and I'm glad that it sounds like you're okay.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. If you haven't had an airbag go to your chest, it's not a lot of fun. But I will say that, you know, I can't say enough for the Warrenville Police Department, the Warrenville Fire Department, and the DuPage County Sheriffs who helped me through this and helped the other individual, and great care that we received before either of us got to the hospital.
Bad car crash for Dr. Kevin Most. He's okay. The chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. I'll call you again, sir. Thanks for your help.
You got it, John. Take care.